Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling, and for the last time for a couple of weeks, it's the weekly look back at the world of Eurovision. Yes, but don't be upset, because next week we don't go weekly. Next week, we go daily. Yes, the daily chat shows coming to you from the Esprit Arena, or at least a very small recording studio just next to the press center, which is just next to the Esprit Arena at Dusseldorf. That will be the ESC Insight Daily Breakfast chat show coming to you. But for now, a little look back over the last 7 days. And essentially, all the artists have been wrapped up in cotton wool, put away in seclusion, make sure they don't catch any infectious diseases, don't fall off a stage and sprain their ankle, and don't say anything stupid. So, that's Ireland already got one of those wrong. And it remains to be seen if Lee actually did say anything. We'll find out in the weekend press in the UK. But anyway, Eurovision continues onwards. This stage is finished. Our nice, big, huge main circular of the stage and a little walkway out to a smaller circular cabaret stage in the middle of what was a Division 1 football pitch has now been finished. Everything else is going around to the side. Technical rehearsals will start on Sunday. The ESC Insight team will be flying in Saturday, Sunday as well to take view of those, and we will be reporting back to you every single day of the week next week right through until we know who has won away with the title of the winner of the 2011 Eurovision Song Contest. As we get ready to go away, so do to all the artists. The last touches and the last press junkets have all been done. Goodbye concerts are being organised to get their hopes up and the countries behind them as they go off into chords and lyrics and melodic battle. So Ukraine, for example, Mika has having a huge open air concert in the Independence Square this evening, Tuesday evening. Blue, strangely enough, haven't done much in the UK. They've went off and did the Irish chat show, the Late Late Show, over the weekend. Of course, Ireland can vote for Blue. UK can't vote for Blue. And we never could vote for them in the first place. Anyway, what other news do we have? Staying with the UK. The commentary duty for the semi-finals, for a long time, was done by Paddy O'Connell. Of course, locked in, thanks to his phrase, Rumi Lay. No. Secret History of Eurovision, snip that bit out because it's quite embarrassing, because Scott Mills and Sarah Cox are going to be picking the but never fear, we understand that Paddy is going to be on the ground, except this time for BBC Radio 4. So, going up in the world more than certainly, but not all the way up to the heights of the commentary box. As always, Graham Norton for the UK will be in the studio providing feeds for various countries around the world. Some of them, of course, sending their own commentators, such as Australia. You've got Sam and Julia again. And if you are out there in Australia or keeping an eye out for more Eurovision contact, sbs.com.au/Eurovision. The ESC Insight team is going to be doing some audio and radio work for them as well over the next 2 weeks. Spain are going to be showing both the semi-finals live. They promise, they really mean it this year, and the commentator will be Jose Maria Inigo, who of course doubles up for the grand final as well. Spain had some issues last year about delaying it for a tennis match and then using a jury vote, not public vote, and little slap on the wrist and a small fine there. Italy are staging a big documentary show on the night of the grand final on the 14th, to be hosted probably by Rafael Carrà. It's not been fully confirmed yet, but we expect a nice little This Is Eurovision, get ready for it just before Eurovision actually happens. And yes, let's just nod back to Ireland. They are, shall we say, very good at getting in the press every second day. This time, because an injury to one of the Grimes twins who make up Jedward, sprained ankle. We understand from media reports that it's the one who stands stage left that got damaged. I'm not quite sure which one that is. They both look the same to me. Like, it's an obvious joke. You know, look, I've got my bag packed here. The How to Make a Really Fun Joke book is all packed in there as well. I got to make this stuff up on the spot. Okay? Right then, fan news. Let's go for the Scottish preview, which I attended over the weekend. Eurovision is always a funny one for me. You kind of time shift the whole thing. You're seeing the rehearsals long before you see it on television. I record the commentary in the morning before it goes out in the evening. And I actually watch Eurovision on television in a living room with lots of friends, drinks and cakes and everything, done 3 weeks before Eurovision actually happens. I just It's like time travel. Wibbly wobbly timey wimey with the Dewey's points at the end of it. So the Scottish preview with a number of the Jukebox jury judges taking part and friends from around the UK took part and leading to some very, very interesting scores. A nice tight closing pack of Estonia, Denmark, Azerbaijan and Sweden all fighting over fourth place. Spain was in third, although to be fair, it was running very close to the end of the running order after some drinks were had. I'm getting ahead of Sweden. That's the amazing one. And then you know, they were going about all on about 80 or 90 points. And then right up, 176 and 177 points. 1 point in it. 26 pretend countries voting, as it were. The UK on 176. And Hungary on 177. So even home turf advantage gave the BBC their rightful second place, which, of course, they've already done 15 times, I think. John Kennedy, Connor will probably correct me when I get to Dusseldorf if I got that wrong. But the winning song, by the narrowest of margins, well, not the narrowest of margins, there could have been a callback in, to see who got the most votes with a tied score. But in terms of points, by 1 point, from the Scottish preview, Katie Wolf, What About My Dreams, took that prize for Hungary. So in honour of that, we've dug out the extended version of her song as I make sure I've got my passport and my flight tickets to get ready to Dusseldorf. Katie Wolf, What About Her Dreams? Probably involve coming first on Saturday, the 14th of May.
I always stood behind you, always close. Stood by your side, no matter what the cost. And I always was there for you.
What about my dreams? What about high?
Teddy Wolf there, an extended version of What About My Dreams, taking the Lords at the Scottish Preview Party up here in Edinburgh, and of course heading with 42 others to the stage at Dusseldorf in the Esprit Arena for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. We'll be joining them shortly as well, myself, Charlene, the Jukebox Jury, and the rest of the team from ESC Insight. I'll be flying over on Sunday. So the next news, of course, will be coming to you on Monday. We have a Jukebox Jury before then. We've got two of those that are left, looking at the 2011 songs. We've got five of their regular songs, as it were, and the big five to follow up after that as well, this Friday and next Friday. As always, leave your comments, www.escinsight.com. Amazingly, even though the podcast has been running and I've been running stuff about Eurovision, this is the first full contest for the Insight website. So, to be honest, we're not quite sure what's going to happen. What we do know is there's going to be lots of songs, or we're going to do our best, as always, to bring a flavour of the contest to you, looking in depth in the way that we have done since the site started back up in October, and how the podcast has done that for the last year or two as well. It's going to be an absolute wild ride. We've no idea how hard we're going to have to hold on, but we are looking forward to it, and I hope you all are as well. You can get in touch with me, Ewan at escinsight.com, if you're a fan and a listener, if you're a delegation head, want to get on the show, even if you're one of the singers and go, yay, why did you play her? Why didn't you play my song? Then get in touch. Look forward to hearing from you. But for now, tickets are here, passports here, and so are the guitars. I'll catch you Jukebox during Friday, and then in Dusseldorf.